how do you handle the shows you watch now? Particularly if you're binge watching, how do you handle watching TV in 2024?
Your daily Lex.
Here's what I'm really asking. So I just, I don't know, a couple months ago started watching Fargo. And then after I got through the first three seasons, I had this itch to watch Nurse Jackie, which I'd never seen. So I switched to watching Nurse Jackie whenever I was watching TV. And as soon as I concluded Nurse Jackie, which I really liked, then I went back to season four of Fargo. On the recommendations of several friends, especially and mostly Dan Warren, I've been trying out Sugar on Apple TV. I don't know if it's for me, but I'm doing that. But so it's weird because I have to decide, like, when am I going to watch one versus the other? And now there's the new season of The Bear. And I could just plow through season four of Fargo and then finish the Sugar on Apple TV and then go to The Bear. Or I could watch, like, you used to just watch TV when it was on. And then you watched all your TiVo shows and you would just kind of catch up on all of them. But it's really just kind of very... I tend to find the one show and go through it and then go to the next show or the next season and then go through it. So I'm curious how you, dear listener, handle it. Do you mix and match your shows or do you go through one and then another and then another? That's thought one. Thought two is, man, a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, 11 months ago, I saw a podiatrist in July and September. I don't remember, actually in July, August and September. I don't remember why I was seeing the podiatrist at the time. Oh yeah, I do. I had this weird thing on my foot, which I guess was some kind of fungus. Great. Very classy. And they treated it successfully. Wonderful. Insurance covered most of it, but I had to pay a total of $29.87. So they sent me a bill and they say, you can mail us a check or you can call our number. Not like go to our website and pay. Call this number. So I would call. The office is open insane hours. They're open Thursday nights, Saturday days, and one other day. Oh, and one afternoon, and that's it. And so every time I call, they're not open. And they say, leave a message. And I do, saying, hey, here's my name and number. I would like to pay my $29.87 because I'm not going to send you a check. I don't say that part, but I think that part. Then they never call back. But on occasion, they send updated bill reminders. Hey, you still owe us this $29.87. And so I get it and I call and I hear their extremely long voicemail. And the thing that really gets me about the voicemail is it's the doctor himself who does the voicemail message. And he misspeaks in it a couple of times. And it's funny to me that he doesn't just re-record it. He also, you know how you call every doctor's office? You're like, if this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. He does that at the end of the message, which is funny to me because if you had an emergency and you waited that long, like how emergent really could it be? But at first he says, if you have a podiatric emergency, and that's how he says it. Maybe that's the right way to say it. I'm fine with that pronunciation. If you have a podiatric emergency, you can hang up and call this number, which is our emergency line, and leave a detailed message there. And if you have a medical emergency, hang up and call 911. And he also lists their hours, which are always crazy. It says, otherwise, leave a detailed message and we'll call you back. So I do, and they don't. I haven't gone to collections yet on it. I guess I could mail them a check. I guess I could go to the office and slide a check under the door. I just don't feel like doing either of those things. I want to pay it by credit card and I want to pay it over the phone. And I'll keep trying. I left a voicemail again today. We'll see. I even said, by the way, this bill is nearing a year old and I keep leaving voicemails. So I'd love to get this settled. So we'll see if that helps. I don't know. I was polite, but yeah, you get it. Yesterday, I also helped teach an improv class of kids who are at a sketch comedy / improv summer camp program thing for a week. And the director of the show that I'm in is also the person running that class. And he asked if I would come by his camp class, which I did. And I definitely don't want to be a teacher, but I'm a pretty good improv teacher. Those kids liked me. And I got some of them who were a little bit more nervous. I got them out of their shells, which was nice. I don't know why they were locked in those shells in the first place, but that's what happens. It was magic shell fudge. Anyway, those are the things that are on my mind. I definitely don't want to be a teacher. But yeah, I could teach improv. Okay. Not a lot of money in teaching improv, I don't think, but still. Let's see. I covered bills and TV shows and teaching and not wanting to teach. Yeah, I think that's enough. I think that's a whole year daily Lex, don't you? I do. Anyway, I hope you're having just the best Thursday ever. And yeah, let's outpace it tomorrow. I don't have any idea what I'm saying. I am simply babbling at this point. You're welcome.
Lex.